Stuart, I imagine you're immensely proud of your team again tonight.
Yes. Like I said to him before the game, we're playing a very good team, a talented team. But you've got to ask questions of them. You've got to be in the faces. You've got to make it difficult for them. It's amazing how these things tend to balance themselves out. I was talking to you the other week about disappointed that their keeper didn't get sent off at Wigan and we missed the penalty. And tonight, like I say, it balances itself out. I was quite shocked. It was a penalty. But I was surprised that he actually sent the boy Dunn off. But don't take anything away from a team. They played very, very well against 10 men. And you still know that they've got opportunities in the game because they keep the ball. But they kept the ball in their own half. They didn't really threaten in our half. But to get 3 goals against a quality side, who've only conceded 28 goals all season, I'm thoroughly delighted.
There was a game against Barnsley here earlier in the season when a player got sent off at a similar time and Barnsley were able to frustrate you and, you know, didn't really make the most of the man advantage. But tonight, as soon as the red card and the penalty occurred, you completely capitalised on that, didn't you?
Yeah, and again, what you've got to do is sometimes work the ball down one side and come out, and sometimes the crowd want you to put a cross in, but we knew that we had to work it out and come out the other way to get overloads and get into a better position to put the ball in the box. The pleasing thing, like I say, is that to get 3 goals against a team that's only conceded 28 goals all season, and he's got 4 centre-halves playing at the back there who don't concede. When that ball comes in the box, they clear the lines. But credit to my lads. And the goals that we've got are pleasing as well.
I want to come back to the goals. First, I want to talk about the work rate, which was ferocious at times, wasn't it?
Well, I'm a great believer, and I think I've said to you many, many times, it's hard work before ability. And not being disrespectful to my team is they have to do that. They have to ask questions. They've got to be in people's faces. They've got to keep people's heads down. They've got to chase lost causes. They've got to make a run in behind to go give men options on the ball. And every one of them has done it. Goals do give you confidence, and you could see the confidence we were playing in. Some of our passing sequences were fantastic. And I'm just pleased again, Lewis Buxton. We knew once they got a man sent off, we could afford an extra man to go in the box for the corner. It's dropped to Lewis. I don't think whether it'd be marked or whatever, but it was a great finish as well.
He doesn't score many, does he? I think his last one was the 8th of October 2011, but it was worth the wait, wasn't it?
Well, I think he still knows how to celebrate. I think he jumped over the hoardings and celebrated with the fans. No, it's great for him. He's been out a long time injured. But I've got to compliment the two lads in midfield, Kieran Lee and Liam Palmer. They had energy in there. They ran beyond Barton and Henry. Harry's made two substitutions at half-time, trying to turn it round. And I just said to the players, look, carry on the intensity, keep at that tempo, force errors out of them, which we did. We pegged them back. And nothing beats somebody going and closing a defender down, and then it's passed to the keeper, and you see Hattie or Liam Bescott closing them down. So, but the first and foremost, that's every box that should be ticked first is the hard work.
How pleased are you for Leon Best? Because I think we're starting to see the real Leon Best now. He's fit, isn't he? And he's scored 2 in 2.
Well, it's like anything that when we've taken players on loan, they're not obviously playing in their first teams, but they're not playing regular football. So we've having to get Leon fit in matches. And I just felt tonight that was probably, again, last Saturday, As a focal point striker, his ball retention, bringing players in, but then when I saw a change of pace when he's won us the penalty, and then suddenly we've got Gooch going on amazing down the wing and picking out Leon. He's got the defender pinned, he's rolled in one way, and it was a great finish. It was nice to see it settle in the back of it. And it was nice to get that goal as early in the second half, and then it just gave us that impetus to get us on the front foot again.
And his strike partner deserved a goal for how hard he worked tonight as well, and he was unfortunate not to get one.
Yeah, I think the keeper's pulled off an unbelievable save. Well, against Wigan, I think we only had Leon Best who was down to take penalties. Tonight we had 3 people that was wanting to take, and Chris Maguire's took the responsibility and buried it. But going back to Hattie, I think the fans definitely appreciate the work, the ethic that he puts in. What he's got to do as well is now just put all that hard work. He'll get one that goes off his backside, hopefully.
We talked with you specifically and other managers about Hillsborough, and you had a sort of a patch where I think you lost 3 games in a row, but you've now won your last 3. Do you feel like you've turned a corner, if there was in fact a corner to turn here at home?
Well, winning breeds confidence, and putting on, like I say, the most important thing tonight was not get beat. The most important thing then was, can we get the 3 points? Most important thing, can we keep a clean sheet? And we've done all three. And sometimes you can't get the performance that goes with the 3 points. But tonight, every one of my players gave a 9 out of 10 performance. We've had a fantastic performance. We've got to put, I'll be boring as hell now, we've got to put it to bed now. And now I've got to get the team organised and prepared for another Yorkshire derby on Saturday.
You've got 45 points now. Is that enough to stay up, do you think?
We've still got 30 points to play for, so we're just going to go for that.
So you're not going to answer that one. I mean, you're in a very strong position in terms of staying up, aren't you?
No, from day one when I took over, I've just said to the players, keep looking up, and I think we've probably gone past Leeds tonight, is it, mm-hmm. in Huddersfield. So our next ones are Watford and Middlesbrough. They're our next ones. But we've got a difficult game on Saturday. We'll recover. And the pleasing thing is like I say, is the confidence and the mood amongst the squad is that even the lads that aren't getting on the team sheet, or even the lads that have not got on from the bench tonight, it's a good team spirit.
Isn't it all the more impressive, you know, forgive me for describing it this way, but Sheffield Wednesday, all of a sudden, they're moving up the table. You're not fighting for the playoffs. Some people would argue you're already safe, and yet you're competing the way you are tonight against a team that has an awful lot to play for.
Yeah, like I keep saying to the players, we had a bit of a huge blip at Yeovil, and we had a meeting, we had a discussion. We just says, right, hey, we didn't want any complacency coming on. Now, the performances that we've had against the Wigan, obviously got nothing but Birmingham and tonight. So the players have reacted. The players deserve all the credit because they've got to go over the white lines and they've got to put the effort and the commitment. And I the pleasing and the rewarding thing tonight was the manner of our passing. I just look at the back four. They look solid and compact. Pleased for Emmy to get a clean sheet and pleased for the back four. But you attack with 11 and you defend with 11, and that's what we're doing. We did it very, very well against Birmingham and did it excellent tonight.
No Chris Kirkland tonight. Is that just... It's just obviously not recovered in time.
Yeah, unfortunately, it was nearly involved as such, but he's... Just wasn't quite right. Fingers crossed he'll be okay for Saturday.
And Sam Hutchinson, is that just a case of, you know, he can't play too many games of football in a quick space of time, can't he?
Well, we had him scanned and there was a slight problem in his knee, but it's settling down. The good thing is I've got competition and the players know, hang on a minute, if I don't pull my weight. I was delighted because I just felt tonight, with the front four that we've got, you do know that we are going to create chances. But again, Kieran Lee and Liam Palmer in that little engine room where they're up and down, they stopped Barton from dominating and they didn't get bullied by him. They've come out on top. And if anything, they're running beyond. So the energy levels that they've shown, I mean, and I've got to just praise them all. I just think they were all fantastic tonight.
And Rhys McCabe's joined Portsmouth on loan. That's a good chance for him to get some football, isn't it?
Well, I worked at Portsmouth, and I think it's a good football club for him to go to. He needs to get out and play. At this moment, it's just blocked off a little bit with the lads, so he hasn't featured as much. I think Reading away was his when he did feature. But no, he needs to be playing games, as it's shown. Leon Best has now come out and he's playing games. He's getting match sharpness, match fitness, like with all the other loans that we've got.
Could this give you a chance to bring somebody else in, you know, as in one in, one out, sort of type of situation here?
Not regarding Reece, because having Prutton coming back and having Kieran Lee back on the pitch as well. So at the minute, I'm always looking. And like I said, I don't want any complacency coming. I want to keep the boys on their toes, and if we bring somebody in, I want to bring somebody in that feels better than what we've got. But again, it's the quality that you look for to bring out the best of my team as well.
Well done.
Cheers, thank you.